the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Earl. I'm taking a week off to hike. I'm up north on the St. Croix River right now. So I hopefully the cell phone signal will hold well.
It is holding well. That's amazing. Man, it must be pretty scenic, huh?
Yeah, I can see the river where I am, where I'm staying at an Airbnb. But I've been out hiking every day. A little buggy and got stuck in a dirt road yesterday, but some probably Trump voters came and helped me out.
Really?
men and two different working class men with big wheel pickup trucks. And one guy had hound dogs in the back, and he's going to set his bear trap. But very friendly and helpful, Earl.
Wow, you must really be in the thick of things, huh?
Yeah, well, it turns out Governor Knowles State Park is not, no, State Forest is not that well maintained, and the loggers had chewed up the road, so it was very hard to get through with a conventional vehicle. I can see why the folks around here really do need those big trucks with big wheels. I know there's suburbanites who run around in those and don't, but these folks really do.
So Dr. Craig, what's going to happen in this nation if, you know, Liz Cheney, of all people, is now a sympathetic figure to many Democrats because she was able to stand up, unlike many of her Republican colleagues, to a bully and one of the most dangerous men who has ever been in the White House, and a man who continues down the path to organize people, to make threats to our government. He's still at it, and yet there are people who are still supporting him, and yet a person like Liz Cheney, who you and I would find it hard for us to feel sympathetic for her based on, you know, her history and the kind of person she's been. No question, a neocon. But why is she now all of a sudden a martyr?
Well, there's actually a good political science answer for this. And that is the reason democracies are stable and mature is because they have a conservative party that buys into the basic premise of democracy and believes they can compete and win in that system. And we are the first mature democracy to lose that. In other words, there was a major turning point in the 19th century when the British Tories, their conservative parties, and conservative parties always, you know, reflect the interests of the wealthier and the establishment, and therefore have to have some way to sell in a democracy that people who are not that on voting for them. That's what conservatives have done since the beginning of modern large-scale representative democracy. And what's happened is we have a country where we have a Republican Party that has decided that democracy is not in its interest, that it cannot win in a situation of one person, one vote. And what Liz Cheney is reflecting is the older school, that she still believes in democracy and believes that conservatives can compete there. So we are against her on all the issues, but frankly, just like the Tories in England and the other conservative parties, the Republican Party up until the last decade or so, we still agree that in basic democratic norms. And so that is, so political science explains a Liz Cheney. We do not agree with her on issues, but we're always going to need a conservative party. They'll always exist, and we need a conservative party that buys into democracy. And this is the big fight right now. It is exceptionally dangerous as long as we have a majority Republican Party and majority of voters who think the norms of democracy need to be thrown out because they can't govern without it. And I have to tell you, Earl, in this Airbnb I'm in, it's very good, particularly for the price, but the only news channel on the streaming TV that they
Fox
have
news.
Is Newsmax.
Oh, Newsmax.
No, Newsmax.
Okay.
Which is to the right of Fox News. And so I have a unique perspective on the news this week. I'm telling you, they don't think that that basic norms of democracy are relevant anymore, and they even were just panning on Newsmax this morning on their morning show the NBA for declaring that games will not be held on Election Day and that teams should be promoting election information so people can vote. And they say there's plenty of voting. We had record turnout in 2020, and therefore there is no problem with voting. We don't need more of it. And, in fact, NBA is cozy with Black Lives Matter. And then they showed all these images of NBA players with Black Lives Matter signs and shirts and the like. Of course, black NBA players, Earl, of course.
You know, Dr. Craig, We're on the precipice of something that none of us want to see, and that's a segment of the American population taking on our government, and there's some people who are rooting that on, and you see it, Dr. Craig, and you see it building. And you don't want to see it happen, whether they're Republicans or whoever they are, because at the end of it, it is going to be an ugly, ugly situation that historians will be talking about for the next 200 to 300 years, the time that we are in right now. Do you think people don't think that this can happen, Dr. Craig?
Well, parts of the right think a civil war is coming and want to know when they can use their guns. And some are calling it a cold civil war right now. In other words, it's not quite a fully hot war. I mean, you've seen the reaction to the FBI
right. After
they went in under court order, duly constituted, to remove sensitive documents that an ex-president was illegally holding. And you should see Newsmax on this. The FBI is being vilified. They were just saying how outrageous it is that the left and Democrats say you can't attack the FBI, but they're willing to attack all sorts of individual county sheriffs. There's a difference between saying a county sheriff is political or is not enforcing the law right and saying the whole FBI is fault and spreading the names of individual agents who just followed their orders and did their jobs and went in and retrieved the material. They were under court order directed by their supervisors. So you're right. They are fomenting on Newsmax, and Trump is fomenting violence against the FBI. And that is not something you've seen from any movement on the left. It's just not what you've seen.
You know, Dr. Craig, nobody wants to see what's coming. And, you know, these people who somehow think that they're going to be heroes, they're going to be martyrs, that they're going to take on our government, you know, militarily, they're going to lose, right? I mean, I don't care how many weapons they have. They're not going to overthrow the United States government. Ain't going to happen.
And, well, it kind of depends. It depends if we allow Donald Trump to become president again.
Really?
Think about it. Think what happens. I mean, if they just take on the government now, yes, but with their, no matter how many quote-unquote, you know, fake militias they have. They're not real militias. Militias were duly constituted and well-organized by governments back in the day when there were militias. The modern militia is the National Guard, not
right. These
clowns. But here's the thing, right? Tim Michaels and this Republican legislature, which has been guaranteed a supermajority by the state and the national Supreme Court, do you trust him not to simply name Wisconsin's electors for Donald Trump in 2024 if it's Trump versus a Democrat and they're running Secretary of State in a number of other states like Arizona where they're playing to steal elections. You see that gubernatorial candidate in Pennsylvania who was part of the insurrection is on record that he wouldn't have certified the 2020 election. And so the danger is that kind of thing. They came shockingly close to actually creating a constitutional crisis back in 2020. And most fascist coups or authoritarian coups fail at first. The first run is, as experts will tell you, is a practice run. So we need to be wary of the political points of setting this up. And then these folks are supporting what looks like official power, and they have a chance, right? But if they're going to just take on the U.S. military and the FBI alone right now, of course, you're right. But I don't think that's the plan.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is, to me, it's still mind-boggling that we are at this juncture. Because what does it say? Republicans can't have it both ways. Tim Michaels just outdistanced Rebecca Clefish, and nobody's saying it was rigged, right? I mean, from what I understand, I don't hear people clamoring saying it was rigged. But will they say that if Tony Evers defeats Tim Michaels and Mandela Barnes defeats Ron Johnson?
I guess, surprise, surprise, the big lie is a lie, right? It's amazing how in the same election, they don't question the legitimacy of the results they liked, right?
Right.
If they won the state legislature, but Biden won the presidential vote, are they questioning whether the vote for Robin Voss to be reelected in 2020 was legitimate? No. Even if you believe their cockamamie stories about the problems with election integrity, they provided absolutely zero evidence that it's Democrats who are rigging it. Let's even take their premise that they've identified actual vulnerabilities. In other words, that's just an assumption because their side just assumes, of course, the other side is trying to rig the election. The only rigging that seems to have taken place is on the Trump side. Now we're getting revelations about them getting hold of voting machines illegally. And those voting machines not being decommissioned yet, certain counties in Michigan and Georgia handing them over to the Trump campaign.
You know, Dr. Craig, hang on. Tom, I see you. Phone lines open as always at 844. 844-